Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen, how have you guys taken this week to kind of check you guys and refocus on things?
We've just reflected on what we need to do. I think we've got a good conclusion of how to move forward from here, and you know, we'll try and execute that starting on Saturday.
Has the break been nice, or do you get kind of anxious just wanting to get back
out? Break's always good, but yeah, we're anxious to get back out there. We want to win. That's what we play for, so ready to get back out there.
Last year, you guys started off slowly in the ACC, and you guys got a little bit of a losing streak now. How were the similarities between the both, and what are some of the things you took from last year to get back on track?
Last year, we just stayed together, confident in our abilities were, and you know, this year, same thing. We're super confident. Just got to get back on the right page, all together, as one group on the floor together, and that's the same thing as last year, and hopefully we'll get this back on the right track.
Jill, what did you like from Saturday's game? You think you guys can build on?
I thought we competed hard. It was a tough game. Clemson's a great team. Made a lot of shots, but you know, we kept competing. We stayed in there. We fought. We just got to stop digging ourselves some holes. We do that, we'll be fine.
Have you guys been able to isolate like a thing that's leading to those holes? Just like, is it just one thing on defense or a thing on offense that if you guys can wrap this up, you guys can start much stronger?
I guess the one thing you say is just be more of a bully. People come out there and bully us first. Can't have that. That's not like us. So we got to go out there and be on the attack first instead of waiting. Instead of letting leads up, stuff like that. So we got to be the bullies first.
Past week of practice been any different from what you guys have done, you know, just the energy wise and focus wise of what you've done?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're in a slump right now. Whole world knows it. So in order to get out of that slump, you need some energy, you need some determination, you need some fight. So in practice, that's what we've been doing. Getting ready for this game on Saturday.
What have you guys done to kind of work with, you guys have started, I think you guys have been finding more chemistry with Cam, chemistry with Guillermo. How do you guys make the connection between you and the forward, you and Ish and the forwards, more fluid throughout the game so that you guys stay on that pace where you're balancing inside and out?
Just communicating with each other, telling each other what we see on the floor. Everybody, we all talk to each other. We know how to receive information. That's one thing that's good about this team is we know how to talk to each other, tell the good and bad, tell them what they see on the floor, what we don't see. So, everybody has a great connection with each other, and that's how, you know, we help win games.
Coach Capel said a couple days ago that through this stretch of adversity, everyone's attitude has been good. Guys aren't moping around. Guys are showing up to practice and doing what they need to do. Has that been your observation as well?
Yeah, because we know how good we are. And it's just something that we got to deal with right now. You don't get to win without adversity. So this is our adversity right now. We're ready to get through it.
What's Jeff as a coach? How has he pushed you guys during this stretch? What are some things that you've seen him challenge you guys on to be better? Or anything that he stepped outside of himself to kind of get the message across to try to stop the slump that you guys are in?
Just wanting more out of us. He tells us every day how much more he expects out of us because he knows we can do it. He's seen it before, and he knows we weren't ourselves the last couple of games. So he's been telling us more and, you know, been a lot more honest about just, you know, bringing that fight back, being who we are, staying true to who we are, and, you know, we'll be just fine.
Dylan, where do you think Dame on the court is at his best?
Shoot, everywhere. I mean, he's a player that can do everything. He can make plays. He can defend. He can shoot the ball really well. He's a big body, so, I mean, he could post up. So his game is very versatile, and, you know, that's one thing that we love about Dame, and he's going to continue to prove that as he gets healthier throughout the season. But right now, I mean, he's really good, and he's looking really strong right now.
When you mentioned bullying, I think you think defensively, but what can you guys do offensively to kind of set the tone or do what you guys want to do on that end of the court?
Execute plays, play faster, offensive rebounds, things like that. Just make everything sharp. That's just what it is. If you play sharp, everything will be all right. You'll live with the consequences on offense, but, you know, like you said, defense, got to be bullies.
How do you kind of assess your performance over the last couple of games, and how, you know, is there anything you're trying to tweak when you have, you know, a week in between games, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've played to the best of my ability at all over the last week. I've been pretty sick. I don't like the weather out here, but, you know, it's fine. But I feel like I always do better. You know, you lose, it's on the point guard. I got no problem taking the blame. It's on me for sure. But, you know, I've got another level I could take my game to. And my teammates also got another level they could take their game to. So I'm going to do the best to get that out myself and out of my teammates. And, you know, once I do that, I know everybody will pick it up because, you know, as a leader on the team, they see me going 100%. They're going to go 110%. So that's how it is around here.
How do you balance that urgency as both a playmaker but as a distributor? You know, you're one of the top assists men in the ACC, you know, balancing with, like, hey, we need a bucket, and I can get that bucket, but also knowing how to balance that with when to take that advantage or to find the open man in the offense.
Just feeling the flow of the game, taking what the defense gives you. You can see at certain point of the games, the other team's tired, how tired are we, who on offense is – you know, not going on right now. Does have the shot going on? So, you know, just feeling the vibe of the game, the flow of the game. You can really tell what your team needs right then and there, and just taking what the defense gives you, because can't go wrong with that.
Who do you look up to as leaders to get leadership advice from?
To Ish right now. I mean, and then I also Blake, old guys. So. You just look back and see what they did, ask them for advice and things like that, and those nature, so you know how to move on from here, because it's not easy. You gotta figure out some new things to do, because what we have been doing, it hasn't been working, so always gotta double and dabble everywhere.
Is there extra pressure this weekend on trying to stop the slide that you guys been on, because you guys talk about leaving no doubt, and whereas you guys had a great start to the season, you've had this rough stretch, is there pressure to make it this the point where the buck stops here?
I mean, I don't know if it's pressure, and maybe pressure to the outside, but we have an expectation for ourselves of what we want to do and what we need to do. So I think we're just determined to really just go out there and play to the best of our ability. And I mean, the goal is always to win the game. So we're going to try our hardest to do that.
Have you guys done any like players only meetings or like times where you guys have met, either whether it's just the leaders or the vets or the team as just the players, away from the coaches, to be like, hey, we have to address some things internally?
We had a players meeting after one of our games.
What was that like? How did that go?
Just reflecting on what we need to do, being honest with ourselves, holding each other accountable about what we need to do moving forward, and it was a great conversation. I mean, it's a great group of guys, so I had no problem doing that.
After what game was that?
9 p.m. Florida State. Got back at like 4 in the morning in the locker room.
What's it like having KJ as a coach versus having him as a teammate?
It's amazing because he's been on both sides of it. He sees the coach's perspective, and he's been there from the player's perspective. So he gets to put a very important input in what he sees and what we need to do, because he's been a part of everything, the highs and lows, and now the coaching side. So, you know, it's great to have KJ.
Is he any more like, I guess, buttoned up as a coach versus as a player?
Talk
about KJ.
A little bit, man. KJ's still going to be the same guy as he always is. Always fun, always energetic. But yeah, he's a little bit more serious now, just because he's on the coach's side.
Told me what they messing around that he's like, I gotta get them back to doing the football thing from last year. Message you guys at all about that?
He might have said something to the guys who did the football thing. I took myself out of that equation last year, but I don't know. I think that's a problem for, I think Ish was in it, and so maybe Ish will bring that back.
Do